Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Isn't one of the biggest seasons of the church year. It's kind of medium-sized. And yet, the hymnody for the Easter season is oversized. There are so many Easter hymns. Now, there's a reason for that. The truth of Easter is the very center of the Christian faith. That's why Christians can't stop singing about the resurrection of Christ. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. Back live on this Wednesday afternoon, April the 3rd. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be answering the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Now, listeners with the best votes this hour for their favorite Easter hymn will win a recording of 13 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. After we get done getting your answers to that question, Pastor Will Whedon will help us look forward to Sunday morning, the second Sunday of Easter. You can call us, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Leave your answer at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or post your answer on X at issuesetc. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? We'll kick it off with Phil. He says, Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands, great Luther hymn paired with the very powerful tune arranged by Walter. It was a strange and dreadful strife. When life and death contended, the victory remained with life. The reign of death was ended. Holy Scripture plainly saith that death is swallowed up by death. Its sting is lost forever. Top it all off with a choir and a brass arrangement by Kevin Hildebrand and its perfection. And Charles in Greenwood, Indiana, agrees, my favorite Easter hymn and maybe my favorite hymn period is Luther's Christ Jesus Lay in Death's Strong Bands. I love how Luther goes from the person and work of Christ in the second article to how in the last two stanzas we receive Christ in the Easter festival and sacrament, the third article of the Creed.
Oh,
Lutheran Public Radio Choir with the hymn Christ Jesus Lay in Death Strong Bands. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Our call-in number live on this Wednesday afternoon, the 3rd of April, 1-877-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Post your answer on X at issuesetc. Here's some more votes. This is Hannah in Lawson, Missouri. He's risen, Christ Jesus the Lord is my favorite. Number one, it was written by C.F.W. Walther. Number two, verse four is perfect. Oh, where is your sting, death? We fear thee no more. Christ rose, and now open is fair Eden's door. For all our transgressions his blood does atone. Redeemed and forgiven, we now are his own. And number three, it was written by C.F.W. Walther. Kurt says, my favorite Easter hymn is He's Risen, He's Risen. This is my favorite because both the words and the tune were written by C.F.W. Walther, and he's bold to speak of the evil one in order to provide a context for the tremendous price that was paid for our salvation in Christ Jesus. He reminds us of the sorrow in order to show us why we should be joyful. Thank you for providing this forum. Here it is, He's Risen, He's Risen, Christ Jesus the Lord. Easter hymn, He's Risen, He's Risen. We're playing your favorite Easter hymns this hour on Issues Etc. Cast your vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or post your answer to the question on X at issuesetc.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season, LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Hello, this is Roy Askins, editor of the Lutheran Witness. One of our goals is to help you, as I say all the time, interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective, and that includes interpreting our contemporary culture and the major writings that have informed it. If you haven't already, you need to check out the Lutheran Witness website and see our series on literary reflections, where we have commented on works such as Huckleberry Finn, To Kill a Mockingbird, the writings of Jane Austen, and more. Visit witness.lcms.org/series to read the whole thing. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
The light of God's Word in a world of darkness. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
This is Pastor Matthew Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The LCMS operates the second largest parochial school system in the United States. What can you expect from a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school? There's one race, the human race. And Jesus died for the sins of every man, woman, and child from every land and every nation. Life begins at conception. All life is precious from womb to tomb. And every student, parent, and teacher is created in the very image of God. There's right and wrong, and we know which is which from the Ten Commandments. There are only two sexes, male and female. He created them. Marriage is the lifelong union of one man and one woman. There's such a thing as objective, absolute truth, and it's found in the person and work of Jesus Christ and His Word. To find a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school near you, visit lcms.org/schools.
You will find virtually every Christian symbol in the history of the Christian Church in our Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for April. It's called The Complete Guide to Church Symbols. Now, there'll be symbols on the Holy Trinity, various crosses. There are lots and lots of crosses, abbreviation for words taken from Scripture, and symbols for the church here, and much, much more. Find out more at our website, issuesetc.org. Or call Concordia Publishing House and ask for the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for April, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. We're taking your answers to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Here's some votes for I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Tommy in Pittsburgh says, because of where it comes from Scripture, from Job, who was suffering greatly at the time, it helps me know that Jesus is there through any suffering I go through, just as he was for Job, as he is alive. Lori says, I know that my Redeemer lives is my favorite Easter hymn. I've written it down as a hymn for my funeral when it comes that time. Lavinaw in Indiana says, I know that my Redeemer lives as I know he does, as all my loved ones do and will. Carla says, this song is the source of our great hope and joy, a great statement of our faith. If a mighty fortress were ever to be demoted, not that that should be, I would nominate this hymn to serve in its place. And Anne in Georgia says, I know that my Redeemer lives. This is a straightforward statement, declaration of fact and faith, and accordingly, it's joyful.
He lives, he lives, who are.
Lutheran Public Radio Choir with the Easter hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? We want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or leave us the answer to the question on X at issuesetc. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Linnea says, this joyful Eastertide, the refrain says it all. If Christ, who once was slain, not burst his 3-day prison, our faith had been in vain. But thanks be to God, Christ is risen, and our faith is definitely not in vain. The Wells Cathedral Choir with the Easter hymn, This Joyful Eastertide. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Post your answer on X at IssueZTC. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is a collection of more than 600 hand-drawn Christian symbols by artist and author Edward Riojas. It's titled A Complete Guide to Christian Symbols. This new resource is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or learn more about A Complete Guide to Christian Symbols at IssuesETC.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, A Complete Guide to Christian Symbols.
The Lord has redeemed His people.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at IssuesETC.org.
Luther Academy provides additional theological education for our mission partners around the world, specifically pastors who are asking for additional education but do not have the necessary resources in their own church bodies. By donating to Luther Academy today, you will be supplying food, housing, books, professors, and travel for Lutheran pastors who attend our conferences. To learn more about Luther Academy and how you can donate today, visit lutheracademy.com. LutherAcademy.com.
Are you on the road to paradise in the southern Puget Sound area of western Washington, but looking for a traditional liturgical Lutheran congregation in classical Lutheran elementary school? Parkland Lutheran Church and School in Tacoma, a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Synod, is the place to find our Savior's rest on Sunday mornings and Monday evenings. Visit our website at parklandlutheran.org for service times and downloadable sermons. Preaching, teaching, and distributing Christ and Him crucified every week.
Evangelical and Catholic. You're listening to Issues Etc.
You may be one of those pastors who need to be refreshed and refueled because of your parish ministry.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Charles Geeshan.
Concordia Theological Seminary has a wonderful program, not only in continuing education during the summer, but in a advanced study program called the Doctor of Ministry. And it's a very practical program because it focuses on congregational ministry. It incorporates biblical theology with the ministry of the congregation. It's also very accessible for pastors, and it's also affordable. You can major in pastoral care and leadership, teaching and preaching, or mission and culture. And we pray that pastors will take advantage of this program.
Learn more about the Doctorate of Ministry program at ctsfw.edu or by calling 1-800-481-2155, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Wednesday afternoon, we're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? So far, we've had votes for He's Risen, Christ Jesus the Lord. I Know That My Redeemer Lives, Christ Jesus Lay in Death's Strong Bands, and This Joyful Eastertide. Here are some votes for Awake My Heart with Gladness. Lorraine in Germany says, Awake My Heart with Gladness by Paul Gerhardt. This hymn has such a rich and biblically sound text and does an amazing job of reflecting joy and peace of Easter. Not to mention the wonderful tune that it's been paired with, it is by far the best Easter hymn out there. William agrees in Texas. He says, Awake My Heart with Gladness. It has the best stanza in all of Easter hymnody. Now I will cling forever to Christ, my Savior true. My Lord will leave me never. Whatever he passes through, he rends death's iron chain, he breaks through sin and pain, he shatters hell's dark thrall, I follow him through all. Easter hymn, Awake My Heart with Gladness. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? We're getting your answer to that question on this Wednesday afternoon. Here's a Facebook vote from Meredith in Huntersville, North Carolina. The Strife Is O'er, the Battle Done has become my favorite. It starts with three strong alleluias and ends with the same. As Jesus said from the cross, it is finished. Now I can live in the certainty that the battle is done. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Truro Cathedral Choir with The Strife Is O'er, the Battle Done. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Give us your answer via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or on X at issuesetc. Here is Mike in Edgar, Wisconsin. He says, I love Christ Has Arisen, Alleluia. The joyful music from Tanzania is a perfect remedy to the somberness of Lent and Good Friday, and the text, although not as rich as some hymns, has a depth to its simpleness, which is highlighted in the refrain, Let us sing praise to Him with endless joy, death's fearful sting He has come to destroy, our sin forgiving, Alleluia, Jesus is living, Alleluia. That's Christ is Arisen, Alleluia, some of our listeners' favorite Easter hymn. What's your favorite Easter hymn? When we come back, Christians to the Paschal Victim, and then we'll hear which is your favorite. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
O God, O Lord of heaven and earth, I bind unto myself today. O little flock, fear not the foe. Hi, this is Pastor Will Whedon inviting you to join us for our hymn sing at the 2024 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. This year's theme, Hymns for the Battle. Making the Case is Friday, July 12th and Saturday, July 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Find out more at issuesetc.org or by calling 618-223-8385.
Psalm 144:1. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Those serving in the armed forces want LCMS chaplains. We need courageous pastors to bring the gospel and sacraments to those protecting our nation, along with wise counsel and the peace found only in Christ Jesus. If you are between the age of 26 and 43 and have a heart for ministry in the armed forces, call 314-996-1337 or email lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Truth, beauty, goodness. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Not everyone is comfortable with new technology. Dial A Podcast gives all generations of your congregation an easy way to hear your sermons or even devotionals and Bible studies. Once you've completed a simple one-time setup, we take care of the rest. All your congregants have to do is dial the number from any phone to listen to your latest podcast, all at no additional cost to them. Dial A Podcast. Extend the reach of your sermons. Get started at dialapodcast.com now.
Memoria Press's award-winning Latin programs have successfully taught hundreds of thousands of students across the world. Their easy-to-use, step-by-step Latin curriculum provides students with an academic vocabulary, a mastery of English grammar, and strong critical thinking skills. If you're interested in learning more, visit them at memoriapress.com. and use the coupon code LPR24 at checkout. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization, one student at a time.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Wednesday, we are answering the question, what is your favorite Easter hymn and why? Here is a vote for an ancient one, Christians to the Paschal Victim. Kobe says, I think my favorite Easter hymn is Christians to the Paschal Victim. It was one of the first Easter hymns I heard when I became a Lutheran, and it just resonates.
Oh. Lord Christ, my hope is arisen. To Galilee he goes before you. All our hopes were ended, and Jesus not ascended from the
The Contrai of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, with the hymn Christians to the Paschal Victim. Now, according to your votes, this year's favorite Easter hymn is I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Let's hear it again.
Yeah.
Lutheran Public Radio Choir with your favorite Easter hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Hannah and Meredith, if you would send your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you a recording of 13 Easter hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. If you've enjoyed the music that you've heard this hour, be sure to listen to our 24/7 sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. You can listen at lutheranpublicradio.org, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Apple HomePod, or the LPR mobile app, Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Easter season. In hour two of Issues Etc., Pastor Will Whedon of The Word of the Lord Endures Forever joins us to look forward to Sunday morning according to the one-year lectionary, the second Sunday of Easter. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.